So let's review. Before we begin with the Mishnah, Rashi explains the following. We've learned in the previous dafim, there is a sris chama, someone who is a sris from birth. He is mutar lavei bekal to marry into Klal Yisrael. However, a sris adam, someone who became a sris after birth, who is also referred to as a betzua daka, is pasul lavei bekal. About him, the Mishnah at the beginning of the parak taught, betzua daka, nashehen lo yochlu betruma, their wives may not eat truma, because since he is pasalava bekal, his wife is rendered a halala because of nivulu lepasala, and as a result, pasala truma, disqualified from eating truma. However, the wife of a sris chama may eat truma because, as mentioned earlier, he is mutulava bekal and their marriage is valid. Therefore, zok de mishnah. Sris chama koyin shenasa bas Yisrael, machila betruma. If a sris chama who is a koyin married Israelis, his wife may eat truma like every yeshis koyin. Although based on the early explanation it seems obvious, the Gemara explains, Ma'od the Tema, we would think that Moilid Machel Eina Moilid Eina Meichel, a kohen who is able to father children causes his wife to eat truma. But a Sris Chama kohen who is unable to father children does not cause his wife to eat truma because the Torah uses the words Velid Beisoy Him Yechel Echel B'lachmoy. Kamash Malon that nevertheless, a wife of a Sris Chama kohen may eat truma. The Mishnah continues, Reb Yisi Reb Shimon Oimrim, androgynous kohen shenasa bas Yisrael, machila betruma. If an androgynous who is a kohen married a Yisraelis, machila betruma, his wife is allowed to eat truma just like every Eishes kohen. The Gemara presents a machlokes regarding this ruling. Shlokesh holds that an androgynous is a suffek ish, suffek isha. Therefore, the marriage is questionable. As a result, machila betruma bezman hazeh. His wife may eat truma nowadays when there is no Beis HaMikdash and truma is only midrabanan because sveka drabanan lekula. However, ve'en machila bizman chaz v'shoik. His wife may not eat truma bizman shel Beis HaMikdash kayim when it is minatari because sveka d'arayis l'chumra. And the Gemara adds, v'afila b'truma drabanan, demo'asi lo'aychla b'truma d'arayis. She may not even eat truma drabanan because of a gzeri that she might eat truma d'arayis. Reb Yochanan holds that an androgynous is a zachar ma'alya, certainly a male. Therefore, af machila bezman b'chaz v'shoik, his wife may eat truma even bezman shebeis hamikdash kayim, when truma is min ha'Torah. The Gemara explains that Rish Lakish Reb Yochanan argue whether the Tana of the Mishnah, Reb Yisi, holds truma bezman hazeh. Rish Lakish says that Reb Yisi holds that truma bezman hazeh is midrabanan, and therefore it is mutter, even though we are uncertain if an androgynous is a male. Reb Yochanan says that he holds that truma bezman hazeh is not Torah, and therefore it is only mutter because we're certain that an androgynous is a male. The Gemara explains that this machlokes is tied to another machlokes between the Shlokesh and Reb Yochanan. It says in the Braisa, igul be'agoylem, oyla. If an igul devela of truma fell into other igul devela that are not truma, it becomes batal, and any person may eat all the igul devela as long as one igul is removed. Rish Lakish says that this shows that truma bezman hazeh is midrabanan, because if it was min ha'Torah, it would not be batal, since iguli devela are chashuv. However, Reb Yochanan says that this doesn't show that truma bezman hazeh is midrabanan, and the reason it is batal is because iguli devela are not chashuv, as we find that Rish Lakish holds kol shadarki lemonis mekadish. Even items that are only sometimes counted are considered chashuv and do not become batal because of davish b'minyan and make a whole mixture unfit. Therefore, since iguli devela are sometimes counted, they would not become batal if truma bezman hazeh d'oraisa. Therefore, we must say truma bezman hazeh d'rabanan. Rabbi Yochanan holds es shadarki lemonis mekadesh. Only items that are always counted are not batal. Therefore, since iguli devela are not always counted, they are batal even if truma bezman hazeh d'oraisa. Rabbi Yochanan questions Rish Lakish from a braisa, where we see that a chatichas basar, a piece of meat, becomes batal. A piece of meat, although not always counted, is sometimes counted. So we see from here that only if an item is always counted, it does not become batal. But an item that is only sometimes counted does become batal. And Rish Lakish answers that the braisa is referring to a piece of meat, bini meicha, that has dissolved, which is never counted. Therefore, it became batal. This discussion is continued in the next daf.